closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101C of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of a discussion relating to proposed litigation, public discussion of this matter, and identification of the specific matter would disclose litigation strategy and have an adverse impact upon the legal and financial interest of the district. Action by the board to authorize the filing of any lawsuit will be conducted in an open session. So at this time, is there a motion to go into executive session? Mr. Brady, seconded by Mr. Craig. All those in favor, it's unanimous, and we will meet in this first floor conference room. Thank you.
I'd like to call the board back to order. We just had a executive session, and I, the chair of the board, neglected to get us to adjourn out of that. So at this time, it is important for us to have a motion that the Board of Education adjourn from the executive session and return to the open session. Board Member Marshall, seconded it by Board Member Shule. All those in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you very much. Moving on, the Board of Education met in executive session to discuss proposed litigation pursuant to KRS 61.8101C of the Open Meetings Act, and no action was taken while in closed session. I will now entertain a motion to adopt a resolution authorizing litigation against Juul and other manufacturers, distributors, and sellers of electronic cigarettes and vaping products. If there is a motion, I ask that the board member making the motion to read the proposed resolution in its entirety. Is there a motion at this time? Board Member Brady, and the motion is seconded by Board Member Marshall. I will ask him to read the resolution, and then I will ask if there's any discussion. Board Member Brady.
Thank you, Chair Porter. The resolution is as follows. Whereas there has been significant increase in the number of Jefferson County public school students who use electronic cigarettes or vaping products, whereas youth vaping is at epidemic levels locally and nationally, whereas the Centers for Disease Control and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Surgeon General has found that vaping products are unsafe for kids and teens, whereas nicotine use by school-age people likely increases the risk of nicotine addiction when they become adults, whereas the marketing practices of Juul and similar companies have targeted kids and teens, whereas on September 9th, 2019, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration sent Juul a warning letter alleging improper marketing practices, whereas JCPS and its employees spent a significant amount of time and resources disciplining students for possession and use of vaping products, whereas JCPS and its employees spent a significant amount of time and resources providing counseling and educational services to students related to the use of vaping products, whereas the use and possession of vaping products by students causes a significant interruption of the educational process, whereas JCPS believes it is entitled to compensation for its efforts and resources expended to combat vaping by its students, whereas JCPS believes it is entitled to compensation for the interruption of the educational process caused by vaping manufacturers and distributors, whereas JCPS desires to reduce the number of its students who use vaping products, whereas JCPS desires to stop Juul and similar companies from marketing vaping products to its students, whereas JCPS has undertaken significant efforts to combat the rise in student vaping, including the launch of an anti-vaping campaign involving health curricula, partnerships with Metro Louisville and the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, school signage, website development, and various educational and awareness events, and whereas the Jefferson County Board of Education has determined that JCPS has the responsibility to protect its students and take legal action against manufacturers, distributors, and sellers of electronic cigarettes and vaping products. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the JCBE that it authorizes Attorney Ronald Johnson and his law firm, Henley, Johnson, Vaughn, and Emily of Louisville, Kentucky to file a civil action against any appropriate parties to compensate JCPS for damages suffered by JCPS and its students as a result of the manufacturer, marketing, sale, and use of electronic cigarettes and or vaping products, and to seek any other appropriate relief, including injunctive relief, to protect JCPS from vaping manufacturers and distributors. The JCPE further authorizes the superintendent to sign all necessary contracts and other related documents on behalf of JCPS in the pursuit of any civil action. Hopefully this this resolution will be adopted on December 10th, 2019 by the Jefferson County Board of Education, signed by Diane Porter, Board Chair, and Dr. Martin Polio, Superintendent.
Now that you have heard the resolution read by Board Member Brady, is there any discussion with the resolution? Board Member Craig?
Just very briefly, Chair, I'd like to recognize our new counsel, Mr. Johnson. I'm an attorney, and I know of Mr. Johnson's reputation. He's a leader in the Kentucky Bar Association on issues like this, and have full confidence that we'll be well represented. So I thank him for being with us this evening. Also like to acknowledge and thank Mr. Brady, Board Member Brady, who has been keeping this issue at the forefront of our discussion. I'm glad that we're moving forward on the path that we're moving. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other discussion? Okay, we've had the motion read by Mr. Brady. We've had a second, and I think there has to be a motion and a second now to adopt the resolution according to the piece of paper I have. There does not have to be. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please let us know. It's unanimous, so the board has agreed to move forward with the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Brady. We are moving forward on behalf of the students of Jefferson County. Thank you very much. At this point, this ends this session, executive session of the board. There will be a recess. The board will start our business meeting at 7 p.m. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to adjourn this session? Board Member Craig, seconded by Board Member Marshall. All those in favor, it's unanimous. We are adjourned. We will come back for the business session at 7 p.m. Thank you.